This is Dr. Mejia, the chairman for the patient Ida Colon, Medicare request 124301, there was 99947. Referring physician Dr. Arnold Fleischman, procedure performed colonoscopy and HED. Secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure August 26, 2022, indication constipation, history of erectile ulcer, next number, melina, next number, history of liver cirrhosis, screen for esophageal varices, period paragraph. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, diffuse gastritis, number 3, anal rectal ulcer, next number, sigmoid colon polyp, next number, diverticulosis, coli, period paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor, anesthesia care, period paragraph, opera procedure, spread double template, period paragraph, findings, otopharynx appear normal, period paragraph, esophagus appear normal, no esophageal varices seen, period stomach, mild diffuse arrhythmia, anthrum, body biopsy taken right H. pylori, period paragraph, duodenum. D1, D2, appear normal. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, period paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum. There's internal hemorrhage present. There's a ulcer in the junction of the anus and rectum. Ulcer is about a centimeter in size, period. Multiple biopsies were taken, period. Sigmoid descending colon, there's multiple areticulas seen, period. In the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive pole about 2 millimeters, pale. Co-biopsy pulpectomy performed, it was times 2, period. Spleen flexure appear normal, period paragraph. Transverse colon, multiple areticulas seen, period paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, period paragraph. Ascending colon scattered articulosis present, period paragraph. Cecum appear normal, period paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports, number 2, anterior flow measures, number 3, avoidances, number 4, high fiber diet, next number 5, supplementation, next number. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years for reevaluation of colon polyps. Patient will need a repeat EGD in 3 years to screen for esophageal varices. Further recommendations in regards to anorectal ulcer will be based on pathology reports, period. End of dictation.